I haven't told anybody anything about this, but on the phone with us right now, the biggest music manager in the business, Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Say hello, Scooter Braun.
Scooter.
What's up, Scooter?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Now, maybe you've heard of Justin Bieber.
Yes, maybe a little something.
Maybe you've heard of Gangnam Style.
Yeah, maybe you heard of The Wanted.
How about Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Man. Okay. So, we're here to talk about managing artists and getting them to the top.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres, she championed that little guy, Grayson Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he did the little Lady Gaga song?
Yep.
Teen star Avery was a big YouTube sensation in 2010 with both covers and original material, and she got a contract from Universal. Justin Timberlake got behind this artist named Esme Denters, and now she's working on her second album. That came from YouTube.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri discovered this chick named Dondria on YouTube. She's got a big record deal, and her song is now number 14 on the hip-hop chart.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Chantel Redmond from the UK, the teenager who owes everything to YouTube because a little video of her singing in a store, and now she's big and famous. Yeah.
What's this guy, Scooter?
Now, what's Scooter doing?
So it's nice talking to you, Scooter. Yeah, that's all the time we have.
Guys, take care.
Get somebody good on the phone.
So, Scooter, not the only one who trolls YouTube, you know, and looking for the new thing. Isn't that how you found Justin? You just found him on YouTube?
Yeah, I was checking out some videos of another artist, and he was in related videos and had like 60,000 views. And I clicked on it, and, you know, rest was history.
I hate to just to derail real quick. Who was the other artist you were researching? Did they ever become anybody?
That's cool.
No.
It
was an artist that Akon had, and he wanted me to check it out.
Okay.
So I checked it out, and he was singing the same song. But, you know, same thing. Call Me Maybe was something Justin heard, and then I went and checked it out on YouTube. And then Gangnam Style, I saw we had a million views on YouTube. And, you know, it's a great resource. It's a way I found a lot of artists, and first artist I ever signed was Asher Roth, and he was someone I saw online as well.
I love College.
College.
Yeah, what did you see in him in that one video with 60,000 views? I'm talking about Justin. What did you see that made you say, I'm going to devote my valuable time and resources to this because I believe?
I saw a really charismatic little kid, but you know what I saw? I saw someone singing with a tremendous amount of soul.
Yeah.
And he was singing a Neo song. There's this white boy from Canada, and he's 12 years old, and he's embodying the song, and I was just super impressed. My gut kind of went off.
You must be so disappointed that it didn't turn into anything, you know?
No, we're going to get there. It's going to take some time. But we keep believing. One of these days, he's gonna make it.
Well, no one on the show knows why exactly you're here except me. And I'm about to reveal it to them right now, Scooter.
Okay. It'll be funny if that's how it ended. And you're like, and I'm never going to tell you.
Except with the evil laugh.
And we ran out of time.
Yeah, Scooter and I hooked up on the phone a few times and talked about this idea.
How was that?
And I want to get this out to you guys, all
okay.
right?
All right.
Okay.
Here's the question. Which cast member of Kid Craddock in the Morning is the best talent scout? Which one of us can channel our inner Scooter Braun and find an original artist out there
mm-hmm.
who is not signed to a record label and has fewer than, you know, millions of hits?
Okay.
And can we bring them to the show, be the best talent scout, and then take it from there and help them get famous?
Oh, wow.
Which one of us is best suited to do that? Is it Jenna, JC? Is it Kelly? Is it Big Al?
Huh.
What are you thinking, Scooter?
You know, I've always had a thing my mother told me. She said, just side with the women.
Come on, man. Go with the girls.
Yeah.
But, you know, Big Al, you know, you and Usher have this relationship, and he told me I should be siding with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, there cool. You know what? Listen to that Usher. He's going to be something.
he's going places. You know, he's going places. I actually saw him. He's pretty good talent.
He's pretty good,
I saw the premiere of The Voice last night.
He's got potential.
Not bad at all.
All right. So when Scooter found Justin Bieber online, he had 60,000 views.
Okay.
That's going to be the limit of the numbers of views that the artist you choose can have. He can't have more, or she can't have more than 60,000 views.
Okay.
We're each going to identify an artist.
Okay.
We're not going to tell each other who they are.
60,000. I think you want to raise it a little bit.
Really? Do I need to?
100,000?
Like 100,000.
How about 100,000?
I would say 100,000.
Okay. Dude, I already got like two.
Okay.
That I'm thinking of.
We're going to have like 3 weeks to find this artist on any internet site you find them on. Okay. It doesn't matter. And then during the 3 weeks, we're going to play little clips of who we found or who we're looking at, who we're thinking about. I'm sure listeners are going to be sending us clips going, kid, you got to pick my sister. She's amazing. You know, and Scooter is going to help us along the way as our mentor. Okay, he's going to tell us, you know, this person has this or not this, or they're missing something big, or here's the next step, all of that. Then after 3 weeks, we're going to fly them in, and they're going to perform live in the Canal Side Lounge.
Okay. All right.
And Scooter will be the only judge to tell us which one gave the best performance, thereby crowning one of us the best talent scout on the show.
All right.
And then what do we get?
And then we become Scooter Braun.
What do you mean? What do you get?
15%.
What do you get, Scooter?
Yeah, you get 10. You get 8%.
I want one of those cool chrome cars, dude.
Yeah. No, I want the noted percentage.
Cool chrome car. You know, I bought the car without the chrome. That was his idea.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if kid wants to buy somebody a chrome car, that's a great price.
Yeah, but then you can't let Lil Twist drive it, right?
Right.
No. No comment. Yeah.
Now, what they get, the person who wins this thing, they're going to get mad promos on the show. We'll all gather around that artist, okay? Around that singer,
embrace
that performer.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll get a big place on our Facebook. They get their own website. They get a professional recording of their song.
All right.
And a phone call from Scooter Braun, America's most successful talent agent. And then a one-on-one meeting with Scooter.
Wow.
We'll fly him out there just for a few minutes so Scooter can go, all right, do this, and come back and see me in a few months.
Boom.
Does that sound good, Scooter?
I'm in. You guys are family. I want to see who pulls it off. It would be great if you guys sound like the next major superstar.
It would.
And wouldn't that mean that you would then manage the next great superstar? If we're good at our jobs, we're going to make you even richer.
And they will always have to do the morning show with Kid Krabby.
There you go.
All right.
We will be announcing our finalists on Friday, April the 12th. And then after 1 week of us working with the artists, on their performance, what they're going to do, they'll fly in here on the 19th of April and perform live on the show. That means they'll be Kelly's contestant and Al's and mine and Jenna's and JC's. There'll be five different singers or musical artists doing their thing, and Scooter will be watching the stream and determining which one is the best.
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna try to get this Ed Sheeran guy that I found on the internet.
Probably too many views.
Oh, my bad.
Dang it.
So what do I just Google singer? how do I go about starting my search?
That's why Scooter's here. Scooter, give us like the three first steps that we should do here.
Number one, extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two, this is the most important, trust your gut. There's not a formula to this. It's more about believing that what you see is real and realizing that if you react to it in a positive way, you got to trust in your gut that other people will do the same.
I've heard you say that you had a physical reaction, that when you see something that you know is great, you actually have a physical reaction.
It's kind of just a gut check. It's like something, I always joke around that, when you fall in love, you can never look for it. It kind of finds you. I think it's the same thing with a superstar.
Wow.
It presents itself, and you just kind of know, and you got to believe that your job is to make everyone else see what you see, and hopefully you have that taste. And then the third thing is drink heavily. The third thing is don't be afraid to ask people, get a temperature check from other people, and just make sure that your gut is having the same reaction.
Okay, so get some confirmation from people who might know the business and say, yeah, this is a viable artist.
I actually never check with people who know the business. I like to check with who the consumer is going to be for that act.
Gotcha.
Common folk. Yeah.
So with Justin, you might have shown that to some 12, 13-year-old girls at the time.
I sent it to a DJ friend of mine at the time, and then the next day I called my buddy who had a teenage daughter, and I said, what do you think of this kid? And she thought it was cool, but I kind of had already had this gut check. As soon as I saw him, I kind of knew.
Yeah.
But it's good to get a temperature check. And then I think, the one thing I always say to artists when they come up and ask me, what they should do, and that's why I said, don't worry about asking people in the business. You should just not worry about what, some executive thinks. Don't worry about what I think. Worry about what people think. The common folk, are who make superstars, not me.
Right.
And if they react to it, that's all that matters, not some guy sitting behind his desk in an office.
Perfect. And you're hearing that from the biggest manager in the music business, Scooter Braun, who's got Justin Bieber and Carly Rae Jepsen and Asher Roth and The Wanted and Cody Simpson. And not only is he managing artists, but he's also got this this huge infrastructure of social media and everything. I mean, he's just got the whole machine going.
Yeah.
And, what do you think? We have a pretty big audience, Scooter. But you said there's a lot of luck involved. What are the chances that the five of us might come up with one that could actually break through? What are the odds?
Listen, there's a couple things I'll say. Number one is that the chances are extremely small, but nothing great ever came easy.
Right.
So if the chances were good, you're not going to find anything great. So that's good for you guys. And the other thing I have to point out, because this is why I love your show, something we have in our business, every deal that we do has a charity component.
Okay.
We don't do any deals that have a charity component. And I just have to say, I know this is off the topic, that is the reason why I wanted to be a part of this.
Aww.
Because the reason I have a relationship with you guys is because you guys are the same way. You're always giving back. And, you know, my fondest memory of working with you guys is going to Disney World and, you know, working with kids with you guys. So I have to say, just for your listeners, that you're listening to a good group of people right now for the work that they do in the community.
Nice of you to say that. Scooter came down on the Kids Kids trip when Justin Bieber was with us, and it was right on the cusp. I walked with Justin through Animal Kingdom, and we were able to walk, I guess the proper word would be unmolested, you know, with nobody really saying anything.
Right.
Maybe a couple people here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
not
2 weeks later,
boom,
Justin was mobbed at a shopping mall by like 7,000
But we also
girls.
Rode with him in the Suburban when those girls were chasing us.
That's true.
Remember that? There was 15, 20 girls
they
chasing
were actually
the car.
Chasing Big Al.
Yeah. and we'll never forget, Justin, that he was nice enough to come down there and perform for these kids.
Yeah,
not only
did.
Perform for them, anybody can do that, but to also stay the next day and hang out in the parks with the kids.
That was very
really
nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
So it was good to see that he was in good hands at that early age. That's awesome.
Absolutely, guys. Well, listen, find the superstar.
It's up to us
now.
No
problem.
We're kind of working for you now, and we don't want to let you down, Scooter.
How about we add that in? You guys are going to do that with the kids again this year?
Yeah,
we're doing kids.
Every
kids.
Year.
So how about we say no matter what, the winner of this is going to come perform for those kids?
I'm in. Let's
All
do
right,
it.
Perfect.
Whoever wins our talent competition will perform on the Kids Kids trip this year.
Wait, right. Yeah,
you
but,
got it.
But that means I can't get like a ghetto rapper.
Not
yeah.
You can't.
No gangster rapper.
All right.
No.
All right, I'm out.
All right. Here's 3 Chainz. That's Scooter Braun with Kid Craddock in the morning. Right, give it up, everybody.
Thanks, guys.